The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, Google. What makes them industry giants? Get ready to take a peek inside and learn their secrets of success. This is Silicon Valley Insider, the show that demystifies the Valley and helps to elevate your business to the next level. Now, your host for Silicon Valley Insider, Keith Koo.
Welcome to Silicon Valley Insider. I'm your host, Keith Koo. And today I'm joined by two very special guests, Hub Kotka, CEO of travel management on the blockchain company XL Trip, and Kumar Pandey, who is the chief technology officer of a technology service provider in blockchain and artificial intelligence, iBridge. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Steve Wozniak just spoke at the We Are Developers World Congress 2018 in Vienna, Austria. And he was on stage stating that blockchain is the next major IT revolution that is about to happen and believes that Bitcoin and blockchain will achieve full potential within a decade. And this continues on the theme that blockchain is going beyond Bitcoin and adoption is starting to take off. Further proof of that is Deloitte Consulting Firm. Their head of blockchain decided to leave and start his own Ethereum-based supply chain blockchain. He was approached by many Deloitte clients to start this company, and so he did with $150 million in initial seed money. This is kind of a scary story, depending on how you feel about embedded chips, but it appears that thousands of people in Sweden are embracing microchips embedded under their skin to replace their ID cards. There's about 3,000 Swedes who already inserted the chip into their bodies to make their daily lives easier. They can wave their hands around, buy snacks from vending machines, unlock their office doors, and get into the gym. This leads into a concept called biohacking, which used to be people like taking supplements and dietary mixes and drinks, but now we actually mean physically hacking your body with technology. We'll be talking more about that in a future show. There's another news story regarding Nuance Communications, which is a very popular dictation software, and they actually had a data breach that affected a hospital system of 45,000 patients. So far, the only customer is right up here, the San Francisco Department of Health, that's been affected. It occurred in December, and they had to file a notification with the SEC now with these data breaches. It was related to their e-scription transcription platform. So this is where you are reading in your pharmaceutical, your drug prescriptions. And this is also related to the NotPetya infection. They estimated that they lost $68 million in revenue around the world related to that virus. And that's the news. So welcome back. Once again, I'm joined by Hub Kotka, CEO of XL Trip, and Kumar Pandey, CTO of iBridge. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Good to be here.
So it's great having you. XL Trip sounds like a really exciting project. So, Hub, why don't you talk a little bit about what that project is?
Thank you so much. Actually, we are trying to create a decentralized travel ecosystem because, like, travel industry is really huge. This is something big, which is like $7.6 trillion right after gold industry. Yeah.
That sounds great. And Hub, why don't you talk about how you got to here?
I've always been an entrepreneur and actually, like, I'm heavily into travel industry. Yes, I'm a hotelier and venture capitalist. I've been investing in many like a blockchain startup and all, and being like early adopter in Bitcoin. So this is my responsibility.
Okay.
Yes, I'm a believer. And there is a cause that I have to do a lot of things for blockchain and tech, like cryptocurrency industry. That's how like I initiated like planning for like startup. And like since travel industry is really big and we need disruption, because like we need to cut intermediary system. There are a lot of things happening which travelers don't want, right?
Right.
So we are trying to solve that problems.
Okay, yeah. Thanks. And Kumar, how did you get started in working with XLTrip?
I have probably been working on startups for the last 10, 12 years and have had some successful, exist with some of the startups. But since 2014, I have been closely following the crypto space. I've been following the whole the infighting in the Bitcoin community, the Ethereum, the genesis of Ethereum, and as I started learning more about it, I fell deeper and deeper into the rabbit hole. And then I met Hob, and Hob talked to me about his idea about how disintermediating the middleman in the travel industry. And I thought that was a perfect opportunity to get on board and help him. So I'm advising XLTrip on their blockchain strategy.
Okay. And so how does that interaction work? I mean, we've had a lot of shows on blockchain, and we'll get into a lot of where XLTrip is at in terms of how you got funded and all that good stuff. But how does the interaction between the two companies work, since you have the funding and the idea hub, and Kumar, you're the one building out that technology? What's that relationship like?
So XLTrip has their own engineering team. And their engineering team is building most of the platform, the XLTrip platform. And where I come in is I advise them in terms of what their blockchain strategies should be, look at the industry right now and feel the pulse on which part of the blockchain technology is ready to be adopted. And based on that, consult with their engineering team and help them adopt the technology within the XLTrip platform.
Okay. So, Hub, how long has XLTrip been available as a platform?
Yeah, it's been like 2 years. Yeah, we've been actively working from the last 2 years and building our own entire like travel platform. We have 28 engineers working in-house back in like Kathmandu and Bangalore, India. So we have dedicated team working for us. And we have like business development team. They are actively working on like marketing and expansion side, because the whole idea is to create entrepreneurs, to create millions of like travelpreneurs and disruption, yeah. Because this travel industry need big disruption, yes, right away. So that's the reason, because like if you look at like Uber, they have created millions of jobs around the world. And I believe XLTrip will be the company creating millions of travelpreneurs around the world, yes,
right.
Because this is very important. So I'm giving my whole time to create ideas, to educate and empower young generation, right? Because like I'm a believer in blockchain. I have big followers, and the idea itself is really big. Yes.
Yeah. I think the application of that, and we've talked about it again on different use cases.
Yeah.
So I think in our next segment, we're going to talk about why people will be coming to your platform, what the opportunity is, how they can save. From the traditional travel agency model.
Yeah.
Right. And we'll also be talking about some other exciting things that you guys are working on.
Yeah, because like, the idea is not just about like travel, tourism travel. We are actually trying to create entire ecosystems.
Right.
Right. Yes. We need to like create utility. Yes. For the platform. We need to build that.
So Hub, let's wait to the next segment.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about that right when we get back.
Okay.
So you're listening to Silicon Valley Insider with Keith Koo. I'm joined by CEO of XLTrip, Hub Kotka, and the CTO of iBridge, Kumar Pandey. And if you need to reach us, email us at info@svin.biz, and we'll be right back.
For questions or comments on today's program, call 1-888-828-7846. That's 888-828-SVIN. Now, back to Silicon Valley Insider. Once again, your host, Keith Koo.
Welcome back to Silicon Valley Insider.
Thank you.
I'm your host, Keith Koo. I've got Hub Kotka, CEO of XLTrip, a travel management platform on blockchain. And I have Kumar Pandey, the Chief Technology Officer of iBridge, a blockchain and AI technology service provider. Hey, guys.
Hi.
So perfect timing. Question of the week is, what is an airdrop? So Kumar, can you tell me what an airdrop is?
Sure. So I would say airdrop is one of the way to kickstart your user community. And without your user community having to invest in the system. So you would invite the user community to participate in your token ecosystem, handhold them to manage their wallets if they're not already familiar with it, and then give them some tokens to start playing with it to familiarize them with in this new environment.
Great, thank you. And just to reiterate, so an airdrop, if you're listening to things related to blockchain, this is where companies decide to give out tokens. And there's security tokens, there's utility tokens, but they give out tokens. And
that's correct.
In essence, they're free.
Mm-hmm.
And this isn't something that's like investment advice or anything like that. But we say that because I believe that XLTRIP is actually going to prepare an airdrop. And there'll be information about that later on in this episode.
Yeah.
All right. So thanks, Kumar, for that.
Sure.
So in our last segment, we were just getting into the need for why XLTRIP decided to focus on the travel industry, that it's ripe for disruption. So Hub, please go on.
Yeah, actually like XLTRIP, before I talk about XLTRIP, I want to talk something about like blockchain, because blockchain was not like created for something else, because it was created to solve the problems in every aspect of life, in every industries, in every particles. So we are looking at like travel industry, and working really hard from the last 2 years. And actually we are like self-funded so far, right? And most of the companies, they are raising fund with white paper, but we invested our own money. Actually, we are kind of, we are taking risk, our own, to build a platform, and we already build it, in terms of like OTA platform, and we are working on like DTE side, right? So we have great team, and everybody is working hard, and we just released like airdrop, opportunity, and you are going to air like later. Yeah, actually, we are trying to give a free airdrop to create more utility in the platform, right? That's all.
Yeah, thanks, Hub. And I'm glad you bring this up, because we have had different types of blockchain companies on. We've had companies that were back before it became not good, but we had pre-ICO companies on that decided not to ICO. We had companies that originally decided to ICO many years ago and decided to self-fund. So I think now's a good time to actually ask a question, which is ICO versus pre-sale.
Like, let me add here, like, cryptocurrency was not created to create ICO. It was not created to raise fund for people who are looking for money, right? It was created to solve some problems in, like, economic side, right? Financial sectors, to replace the fiat, I can say that. Yeah. Right? Everybody is talking about that, right? So we are in the process of doing that, right? And, when we talk about, like, token economics, we have also created, like, token, XL token. But we have created XL token to increase utility in the platform, to build the like ecosystem, right? To increase the value for ecosystems, right? Yeah, I think like Kumar will talk more about.
Yeah, Kumar, let's talk about the tokenomics.
Sure. So so I'd like to start from like why I believe token economics and representation of tokens within the community is the next frontier, and that's here to stay. A while back, I read a book from Yuval Harari, Sapiens, and because everybody in this space was talking about that book, so I picked up a copy and read it. And then, long and behold, just like once you get into the blockchain, you go into the rabbit hole. Once you pick up this book, you go into the rabbit hole. It talks about how Homo sapiens, besides Neanderthal and all these guys, ended up becoming the dominant species on Earth. And part of the reason was because humans, they can create and connect with ideas instead of just physical things. So, like, if you look around, religion, politics, countries, like, all of these things are just stories, right? And that allowed me to sort of understand Bancor and their world vision. So Bancor is a company. They had a very successful ICO last year. And interestingly, they did an experiment, I think around like 2014, where they airdropped a community currency among cash-strapped moms. And long and behold, they saw the currency really being used in the system and almost, taking part in commerce worth around like, you know, tens of millions of dollars, right?
Right.
But then it reached a stagnation point. And then they found out that the reason it kind of reached a stagnation point is that the currency was only within the ecosystem. It couldn't go out of the ecosystem. And there are moms who had to pay electricity bills, moms who had to fill up the gas,
yeah.
right? And they couldn't do that. Now, the technology innovation that we're seeing in this space with Bancor providing a platform for liquidity and all these decentralized exchanges, I think token is going to have, sort of like easy built-in technologies to provide liquidity. So because of that, if you're adding values, you can sort of represent that with a token and have that token work within your ecosystem. So in XLTrip, we see that as long as we provide two things. One is a lot of utilities within the ecosystem, right? And then liquidity for people to go in and out of the system, the XL token will do play a big role and will have some value.
I think that's a great point because last week was consensus.
Mm-hmm.
And last week I had talked about on the show during the tech news segment that two things. One is Seminole County, Florida, mm-hmm. decided to accept Bitcoin Cash
right.
and Bitcoin for things. And they said specifically, the tax collector said that it was actually going to reduce settlement times and actually consumers will be paying less money in bank fees.
Right.
And then during consensus, it was a joke. There was a group, I forget the group name, but they actually did a kind of a satire protest which said bankers against Bitcoin. Right?
Yeah.
I think that's the thing that people are still struggling with, mm-hmm. but they don't understand that, back to what you said, Hub, earlier, that the transformative properties of blockchain beyond what people think is crypto is the actual utility, which is
right.
something that I'm very interested in.
Yeah.
So in terms of XLTrip, as this platform gets adopted, what are some of the ways that people are going to find value in the platform itself?
XLTrip is the use case for like token economics. So in our platform is currently ready. Actually, from today, people can actually book hotel and buy a ticket, right? Yes, using fiat.
Right.
So we are not ready with token payment, but it will be ready in the next few months. We are working really hard for this,
right.
working on like wallet and API like things. So we have envisioned that people with our token, they can actually book hotel, buy a ticket, right? And they can drop by at the restaurants and pay with XL token, right? So, and the vendors, they can go to decentralized exchange and settle the payment, right? So we are looking at that way. But when we talk about XL token being decentralized travel ecosystem, DTE, we are actually trying to cut the middleman systems because there are a lot of problems and hurdles for travelers. Because I'm frequent travelers. I travel 127 flights in 10 months.
Wow.
Right. I just came back to California. I'm going back to AC again. So there are a lot of problems in terms of flights and hotels. I've been facing that kind of issues every week. And I believe most of the travelers from around the world, they are facing the same issues. So in terms of customer service, we are trying to provide quality services. In terms of payment, yes, we are trying to connect consumers and vendors together. So when we connect vendors and customers together, customers pay, vendor receive the money, right? Customers has problem, customers and vendors can deal together and solve the problems, right?
So Hub, this is really good and exciting. I think let me pause you right there because in our next segment, I want to talk about your airdrop.
Okay.
I want to talk about how your ecosystem actually works.
Yeah.
So if this is interesting to you, remember that there is the Tulip Conference June 7th and 8th in San Francisco, tulipconf.com. We'll be talking about crypto economics, token economics. Anything else, you can email us at info@svin.biz. We'll be right back.
For questions or comments on today's program, call 1-888-828-7846. That's 888-828-SVIN. Now, back to Silicon Valley Insider. Once again, your hosts, Keith Koo
Hey, Insiders. Welcome back. Silicon Valley Insider with Keith Koo. Today, joined by Hub Kotka, CEO of Xceltrip, a blockchain travel management company, and Kumar Pandey, CTO of iBridge, a blockchain service provider. They also do artificial intelligence. Hello again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So in today's show, we've been talking a lot about airdrops, which are basically free tokens. And so I thought it'd be a good time, because this might be the first time anybody has tokens at all, to explain how you keep yourself safe with airdrops and wallets. So the first suggestion is never send any private keys. There's no reason why anyone needs to have your private key, so just keep it safe. Also, don't send any money to any addresses. Remember, airdrops are free. Whether it requires you to be holding a certain coin or if it just appears in your wallet, an airdrop will never ask you to send any amount of some coin to some type of address. If they ask for this, it's probably a fraud. And always check official sources. If a coin is actually doing an airdrop, it is likely they'll have announced it on their official social media accounts, such as Twitter. Check there to make sure that the airdrop is official. Otherwise, you might be subject to a scam with a scammer trying to collect your data. And that's the cyber tip of the week. So welcome back, Hub and Kumar.
Thank you.
So in our last segments, we led up to your story, how Xceltrip got started, that it's really about the opportunity to disrupt the travel space, and that the utility from the tokenomics, as Kumar mentioned, is really where a lot of advantages are in the system. So what is your ecosystem like? How does that all work?
We are trying to build entire ecosystem in terms of like travel and F&B, right? And we are semi-decentralizing process right now because we cannot always talk about decentralization and blockchain since the entire industry, entire world is not ready for that,
right?
So we are still following the traditional path of OTA. Yeah, we are trying to become complete OTA. Yes, and in the process, going on forward for DTE, decentralized traveling ecosystem.
Okay.
We are not complete DTE yet. So we are planning to become and finish all entire development for decentralized travel ecosystem by the end of 2019.
Wow.
Because being OTA, we need millions of inventory, R1. We are trying to build R1 database. Yes, we are not trying to use third-party database. That's the reason we are really working hard on the back-end side and the business development and IMP development side. And same time, we are also building our own web API and our wallet, because merchant also needs their own wallet and custom wallet for the payment process. Just it would work just like how WeChat Pay.
Right. So let's help out some of the listeners. IMP stands for?
Independent marketing partner.
Okay.
Because I've always been in business all my life, right? And I came up with something. Why not I create something that will create impact in the global society, that will create jobs, right?
Okay.
That will create more opportunity for the people without any investment. There are a lot of investment opportunity around the world, but that needs money, that requires a lot of investment. But why not I create something that with no investment, people get opportunity to make money, yes, for living.
So right?
That's the reason I came up with IMP.
Is IMP idea. Like a travel agent?
It works like travel agent,
okay.
But they are independent. They work for themselves.
Yes.
Right? And they are media marketing partner for vendors like hotel, restaurants, and bars. And they're also mediator for us, but they work independently.
So kind of like an Uber driver.
Oh, yes, definitely.
For the travel industry.
Yes, okay. Yes. But the different part is the moment Uber driver stops driving, yes, they don't receive any money. They don't earn any income.
Yes.
But here, the moment they lease one property, let's say one IMP leased one hotel from Bangkok, Thailand.
Yes.
Yes. And once he leased that property, means that property is forever free for himself. Yes, if one traveler from around the world, they go to our website and book hotel room in that hotel, he's going to receive 2.5% out of that, expenses.
Yeah.
It means he's going to earn that money, yes, forever.
Right.
So he doesn't have to find another, travelers or guests for that hotel again.
Okay.
So this will work, yes, that way, and it will work in the same way for F&B, industry. But we have amazing, like cloud bar system that I will, if I get opportunity or time, so I'll talk about that.
Sure, sure, please do. And what is an FBMB?
Food and beverage.
Okay,
right?
Got it.
So we are actually, it's not about disruption, but we are trying to create something new for like a restaurant and bar site because everything is going digital right now, yeah. Right? Because people trying to be cashless or credit cardless. Like for me, like I spend 95% of my expenses in Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Yes, I don't use cash or credit cards. I love to spend Bitcoin for anything. If you talk about my mobile, my watch, or my travel, my hotel, for airlines, anything I spend in Bitcoin, it means the whole society is going to be digital. That's the reason, even in FNB side also, we are looking at same thing.
Please go on.
Yeah, so restaurant side also, there is a lot of work for IMP. So we need to build that inventory. So IMP is going to list all the restaurants around the world. So when someone go and pay at that restaurant, IMP is going to make 5% of that expense. It means that's for lifetime, right? They're going to make money off of that. We're also going to provide Excel token like a merchant wallet system to every restaurant and bars. So when someone go there and pay using Excel token, right? So IMP can actually make some money out of that, yeah. Right, as a transaction. So we are already working on it. Tech team is working on it. It will be ready in the next few months. So if any restaurant bar want to accept Excel token as a payment systems, so they'll be ready to accept it in the next few months. We're working on it. So when I talk about bar, it's like cloud bar. Because like I drink sometimes, I'm a social drinker, right? Yeah. So last month I went to like Maldives for a holiday and I bought like one whiskey. But when I went there in the resort, they have a lot of champagne. So I enjoyed drinking champagne. So I did not even open the bottle. So I had to leave that bottle at the resort. So I've been doing that all my life, right? And there are a lot of travelers. They buy alcohol at the duty-free shop, yeah. Right? And they don't finish it.
Right.
They have to leave it at the rooms, right? So the whole idea is to create X Bar, which is cloud bar. So we are coming up with our own app. So when you travel, you can actually buy virtual bottle from our app. You can pay using Excel token, or in the beginning, you can also spend using fiat credit card, right? So you can travel. If you go to Bangkok, yes, and you can find nearby X Bar, right?
Yeah,
they have to list on a platform nearby X Bar. You can go and drink like 60 ml of like, let's say like whiskey, let's say like Jerry. So you don't have to pay using card. You can say, okay, I want to pay by Excel token because they have Excel token merchant wallet. So you can just pay.
That's fascinating.
It means pay means you already paid for it. You just have QR code system. You can just tap. It means you have 60 ml less.
Yeah.
So next time you can travel to like Singapore, you can look for like X Bar nearby. You can just go and drink. It means you don't have to carry your bottle. It's a virtual bottle.
No, yeah, that's fascinating. I think that's a whole different show too. But
yeah.
You mentioned a couple of things I want to clarify, right? Because you're a US-based company, but you brought up Bangkok and Singapore. So you're actually operating globally.
Actually, like we are the first use case-based utility company, right? Because like, which is ready, almost ready to, because there are a lot of company just working with white paper, raising funds to build a platform, but
right.
We are almost ready. So we are a global company. We are based out of like here, like Silicon Valley, right? And we have our physical office in Singapore for Asia. We have our own development house for tech site in India and Nepal. And we also have some kinds of like development team, like in Mexico and some other countries, right? And right here in San Jose, right, we have office. So we have physical office in 4 locations, and we have people actively working from different locations around the world since travel industry for everybody, and everybody travels.
Right, right. So then where are you operating already? And you mentioned a lot of offices you have, but where are your sweet spots right now?
Okay, we have office here in San Jose, California, right? We are working from here, and we have office in Singapore actually working on expansion marketing side for entire Asia region, right? And India office is for tech development and India marketing develop, like expansion, because we are not yet ready, but we need to create market and we need to create expansion like strategy. So we have huge bunch of like marketing and business development team. So we are traveling a lot, right?
Yeah.
Traveling a lot. Everybody's traveling, and we are attending a lot of like blockchain summit. Like we are one of the sponsors for Blockchain Expo North America and Blockchain Expo London, and going to be Blockchain Expo Amsterdam on June 22nd, 6th, and 7th. right? And we have one event 19 in Copenhagen, right? One of our co-founders traveling. It means we are trying to cover, right, the entire world and working from different, like, places.
Right. So then where are you targeting specifically for IMPs? Just everywhere? Are there certain, like, Europe, Western Europe?
We are traveling, trying to, like, target everywhere around the world. Right. Specifically, internally, like, we are trying to target 15 countries, yes, at the moment. Right, like Latin America, Mexico, and Brazil, U.S., like in Asia, most of the like Asian like tourism country. But for IMP, everybody can become IMP because if that country has hotels, restaurants, and bars, that country needs IMP.
Right.
If that country's people also love to travel, that country also need IMP and Excel Trip because Excel Trip is the platform. Right, where everybody can sell their rooms and their like services, right? Yes, their products. So and we are trying to disrupt like OTA business because there are three top OTA. They are like controlling 70% of the market, entire $7.6 trillion market, right? And it is costing a lot for like end users because there is a cost between like 25% to 40% that end consumer has to pay. So if we talk about like fee-less, right, OTA, fee-less OTA means like DTE, right, like we don't have to pay anything for like a vendor, like no OTAs. It means customer pay less, like 25 to 40% less for their travel. It is going to be much cheaper.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, so then that goes back to what's a DTE?
It's a decentralized travel ecosystem.
Oh, right, right. Okay. Yeah. No, I think this is where people are starting to wake up. To understand what the possible disruption of all this technology is. So I think with the 1 minute we have left in this segment, we should talk about, in our final segment, we're going to talk about your airdrop. We're going to talk about the way for people to get engaged with Excel Trip. And then we're going to also talk about what we were just starting into is there's still this transformative technology that people are just now starting to wake up to. So again, thanks. I have Hub Kotka, CEO of Excel Trip. That's X-C-E-L-T-R-I-P. And I have Kumar Pandey, who is the CTO of iBridge. And if you have any questions, you can email us at info@svn.biz. And just a quick reminder that the Tulip Conference, where we talk a lot about cryptonomics and tokenomics and all these use cases, can also be found at tulipconf.com. And we'll be right back.
For questions or comments on today's program, call 1-888-828-7846. That's 888-828-SVIN. Now, back to Silicon Valley Insider. Once again, your host, Keith Koo.
Welcome back to Silicon Valley Insider. I am your host, Keith Koo. I've been joined today by CEO of Excel Trip, Hub Kotka, and the CTO of iBridge, a blockchain and artificial intelligence service provider, Kumar Pandey. Thanks again.
Okay.
Thank you.
So we've been making people wait this entire show on what an airdrop is. So in the first segment, we talked about what is an airdrop. And now we're talking about your company, how you're offering an airdrop. So what's that process?
So Excel Trip, we'll give you a link in a minute. So Excel Trip will provide a link where a user can go and sign up. And then probably in about 45 or 60 days time, you will be notified of instructions to go sweep the 100 XL tokens into the wallet, and we'll have all the instructions on the website in terms of how to do that.
Okay, and this is really good. I think just to make sure everyone understands, an airdrop is, in essence, free token.
Mm-hmm.
It's not investment advice. This isn't about trying to do an ICO or get cryptocurrency in getting higher value. This is really about getting started in holding some tokens.
Right.
And we talked about earlier in the show also how to keep yourself safe from that. And so if you've never owned a token before, this is your opportunity. And again, we'll give you more details in a few minutes. So Hub, we had a really good time talking about where Excel Trip is going, the potential for the platform in all of these different use cases from travel management to food and beverage. Why don't we talk a little bit more about the incentives for people to get involved?
Okay, thank you so much. Let me add something about airdrop very quick.
Yep.
So we have over like 50,000 users just already receive like a free Excel token.
Yeah.
because we have over 15,000 IMP from around the world. So whenever people become our IMP, we also reward with 100 Excel token free. So we have over 15,000 IMP already, and every day we are getting like more than 1,000 IMP, yes, from around the world. And we already airdropped during Blockchain Expo in London, and we did also from our website. So we have over 22,000 registered people for airdrop, and they are going to receive free Excel token. And from this also, we are going to give free Excel token for listeners, right? And we believe we are trying to create like over 100,000 like users, yes, for airdrop, yeah, yes, by next week. So here, when we talk about like Excel trip, we are trying to create and like empower young generation around the world. If we talk only about India, India has more than 500 million young generation, and they need opportunity.
Right.
They need empowerment. So every country has young generation. They are looking for opportunity. But most of them don't have like investment. They cannot afford to become like entrepreneur. So the whole idea is to create free opportunity for those people who are looking for opportunity, who want to make some money out of it, who want to become entrepreneur, yes, and change their life entirely, right? Everybody wants to become entrepreneur, but just because they don't have quality education, they don't have money, they cannot become. So we are the company inviting everybody to become our independent marketing partner. And it doesn't cost, but we are paying, yes, as a reward for their efforts and for their time. And this is the foundation. This is where they can actually build their entire like career. This is the career, yes, for them to build their like a successful life, right? Yeah, that's the reason we created the platform. But there are a lot of phishing things going on, I have to tell, because there are a lot of like phishing sites, domains, and things is happening. And like I saw some website, people are trying to scam or raise money for like because of tokens, right?
Right, right.
So I want to tell everybody that we are not shelling our tokens during ICOs or any kinds of things. So I want to invite everybody, go to exchange and buy Excel token, because they should be able to use our Excel token for booking or for something else in the future. Because since we are mainly focused on utility, right? Utility site, and we also want to create create users levels to participate to build the entire ecosystem. So the whole idea is to create jobs, to create empowerment, yes, to create like excitement for young generations, not only inside the blockchain community, but outside the blockchain community, inviting them for new opportunity, because it's a new economy creating new opportunity for people.
Yep. And thanks, Hub. I think that is a really good invigorating explanation of why you started and what Excel Trip is about. A few points of clarification before we end is that Excel Trip is an ERC-20 based token, which is a derivative of Ethereum. So this isn't like, I want to make sure people understand you were talking about these fake, scammy ICOs. This is based on Ethereum. Go ahead.
Yes, actually, like Excel Trip is the DTE platform, mm-hmm. but Excel Trip is the use case for Excel token. Excel token is created under ERC-20 Ethereum platform, right? I'm not against ICOs, because ICO people have great ideas.
Right.
I'm just saying everybody has great idea, but every great idea is not going to work, right?
Right.
Needs a lot of like dedication, hard work, a lot of things, right? I'm just trying to encourage people for use case, adoption, like ecosystems and all these things.
So Hub, that's been an inspiring story. I'm glad you and Kumar could join us today. With the few seconds we have left, what is the airdrop location?
ExcelToken.com/SV.
Okay. So again, we were joined today by Hub Kaika, CEO of Excel Trip, and Kumar Pandey, who's the CTO of iBridge, the blockchain service provider who created was involved with creating the tokens for Excel Trip.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're listening to Keith Koo on Silicon Valley Insider. Once again, their airdrop location is xltoken.com/SV. And we'll be seeing you next week. Thanks again. Silicon Valley Insider and the host Keith Koo have no financial stake in Excel Trip's airdrop.
You've been listening to Silicon Valley Insider with Keith Koo. For questions or comments on today's program or to schedule a complimentary consultation with Keith about your business, call 1-888-828-SVIN. That's 1-888-828-7846. 888-828-SVIN.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.